G'day and welcome to Ad Nauseam Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the assessment of the crying baby in credit to the RCH CPG. In terms of our red flags for the crying baby, we need to know about sudden onset crying and irritability and also a parental history of postnatal depression. We also want some general information, age of the baby, postnatal course including complications, for example jaundice, feeding, is it breastfeeding or formula, or a mixture, weight gain, maternal child health nurse concerns, vaccinations, and whether or not there are other children and supports at home. In terms of our differential list, we've got to think about acute onset or pathological causes, raised ICP or traumatic injury, non-accidental injury, incarcerated inguinal hernia, UTI, hair tourniquet, and corneal foreign body or an abrasion. Other causes, medical causes to consider that are less acute, cow's milk protein intolerance or sore allergy, lactose overload or intolerance, and then there are the non-pathological causes, so excessive tiredness and hunger. For the pathological causes listed above, in terms of history, we want to know about high-pitched crying, whether there's history of falls or trauma, whether there's any risk factors for non-accidental injury, for example, parental substance abuse or known child protection service involvement. We want to know about any change in urine colour or smell, also a fever, history of long fingernails for the baby. In terms of exam, want to know about signs of raised ICP, bulging fontanelle, drowsiness or lethargy, whether the head circumference is larger than expected, pattern bruising via the 10-4 faces P clinical decision rule, so any bruising in a child less than 4 to 6 months of age, and then injury to the faces, so frenulum, angle of the jaw, cheek, eyelid or sclera in a child of any age, and patterned bruising would be concerning for the infant. Looking for an inguinal hernia on examination, also looking at the fingers and toes for a hair tourniquet and also the penis or clitoris, really. Looking for a corneal abrasion with fluorescein, and this will obviously be difficult to do logistically and might need ophthalmology assistance. In terms of the investigation for each of these causes, raised ICP and bulging fontanelle will likely need neuroimaging and pediatric neurosurgical consultation. Bruising will obviously need inpatient admission with pediatric and social work and sort of forensic assessment. Inguinal hernia will need pediatric surgical involvement. The hair tourniquets will need their hair dissolving cream, or they might need surgical management that may require theatre. And the corneal abrasions with fluorescein, depending on the severity, will need ophthalmology follow-up with chloramphenicol ointment or drops. In terms of our other medical differentials, so cow's milk protein or soy intolerance, looking for poor feeding, frequent vomiting, diarrhea with blood or mucus, poor weight gain, an exam, widespread eczema, failure to thrive, and dehydration. In terms of investigations, it's really minimal investigations, and it's a two-week trial of maternal dairy and soy elimination or hydrolyzed formula. For lactose overload or intolerance, we're looking on history for frequent breastfeeding, less than 3 hourly, watery, frothy, explosive diarrhea, and examination, we're looking for perianal excoriation. Not really investigated normally, just on clinical suspicion. Management is spaced feeds at least 3 hours apart, lactose-free formula, or the mother to have lactase. For our non-pathological causes, we're thinking about a history, a total sleep duration per 24 hours that's more than an hour short of the average for age, poor weight gain, and inability to self-soothe. For examination, a reassuring examination except for signs of tiredness, so perhaps some agitation or frowning, clenched hands. Not investigated, and the management is really about counselling and support, settling techniques for the parents, establishment or encouragement to establish regular sleep and feeding routines, and ensuring that there's support with follow-up. This is particularly important with parental education. So we want to engage in a partnership with the parents, explain that normal crying, explain normal crying and sleep patterns using the sort of purple crying diagram that shows a very much a spectrum of crying between babies, and there's low criers, average criers, and high criers that peak at about 2 months. We want to also assist parents in helping their baby deal with discomfort and distress, and counselling that medications are almost always not indicated. Alrighty, that was the assessment of the crying infant. Thanks again to the RCH for their CPG, and thanks for listening.